flirtation and he finally make his way in.
We heard you were the big flirt, Vera, so.
Good morning.
Thank God you brought
this.
Good morning.
Hi, everybody.
Here.
Nice full round table.
Everybody.
Well, it is a round table.
Let's talk about Elvis. I'm just curious. You know about that Elvis scene before?
That was the first scene that he wrote when he came back on board. Isn't that funny?
Really?
Yeah, he texted me one night, said, well, can you play guitar? And I said, kinda, why? Where's this going? Yeah, I mean, that shows you James right there. I think he knew he wanted something different for these guys. And so, yeah, the only thing that I wanted to do was I said, then let's do it live. Let's not, there's nothing worse to me than trying to sing and all of a sudden it's amazing and canned and some masterful Django Reinhardt is playing guitar, you know. I at least wanted, like, let me just do it, let me learn it,
hopefully they can talk louder.
Yeah.
You're a nice little finger picking style,
I'm a total hack, I make no bones about it, but, you know, but I thought it, that should be it, like, let's just have him, he does what he does. So I'm glad that I kept waiting for the, listen, the music department wants you to come in and re-record it, because the way that we had to cut it, and never did. I mean, that's just, what we did was what we did.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. But I don't know, can I share this?
Yes.
You have to share it.
Yes,
it's very personal. So don't listen.
What's happening right now?
We won't tell anyone.
Nobody will know.
What? What are you doing? Oh, yeah, well,
sure.
No,
I mean,
forget it.
What a tease.
We had a huge challenge that day. It was huge.
What was that challenge?
And I came, and
I'm not going to talk about it. It would break down.
His family dog died the day he had to do it.
That explains.
I know, but you, I mean, to sink through grief like that is a remarkable feat. So,
yes.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Now, when this started shooting, they actually blessed the set. Is that because things happened on the last shoot that you had? And also, was it like stepping right back for both of you because you played the part before? Was it like a, you know, unspoken thing now?
Yeah, I think we came back with eagerness and confidence and a certain level of comfort and I had no idea, though, how challenging it would be this time around. I think there was the emotional profundity of it, the depth of it that it was going to take. It was just, to me, there was so much more for us to play.
Yeah.
In terms of how
there's a lot
harrowing it is.
They blessed the set. I know it's a tradition in some other countries anyway. We were not there.
This is before they started.
When they started. I mean, can't hurt. Really. So, a couple squirrely things happened on the first one. So,
like what?
Just real briefly, I remember one of the young girls got bruises all over her body and they were not, and I only know this because I ran into her and I didn't talk about this at all during the first movie doing press. It's true. Because it happened to a kid, and I, as a parent, I'm like, I'm not going to trivialize it just for a good article. And it wasn't until we were on the press line for the first film that I heard her talking about it. And I said, "Oh, okay, I guess we can talk about it." But it was a very odd moment because I was in the pediatrician's office with my own son, and she was there as well, and had bruises. And then kids don't do stunts in film, so they didn't have her. There was no reason, and you sort of go through: Are you anemic? No. Has it ever happened? No. Anybody hit you? No. You fall down the stairs? No. I know. Crazy, right? And then they just went away towards the end of shooting. And she never had that before or after. So,
Did either of you have any hesitation coming back? Because, I mean, sequels, some of them can be good, some of them aren't. But this one was really scary. But, you know, you don't know that going in. You know, you get the script and you kind of go, well, you know, should I do it or not? Was there any hesitation at all?
No, we didn't have a choice. We had already signed up for 3.
Okay.
So all three of them, they had us hook, line, and sinker.
We had signed up for...
But we probably could
have
wiggled away if we...
But we didn't sign up for
when
we did the first one.
But look, this is a major incentive for me. I like working with him.
Okay.
And I love working with James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially when he signed back on to Helmet, then I think it was a joy for us.
I think we also knew that, I think when you've been around it for a while and you have a big hit, you know that they're going to get... I always felt like, look, if James doesn't come back, we're going to get some great director, because who doesn't want to be a part of this franchise and this... You know what I mean? I don't mean that with any arrogance. I just mean that with, like, that's the truth. The movie did so well, both commercially and critically, that almost never happens. So you feel like... I knew we'd be taken care of. We had such a great relationship with Warner Brothers and New Line that you felt like they're going to take care of us. And the fact that James came back,
But ultimately, we're just responsible for our roles, right? And it's like, it's like we knew that you can only. It's going to be as good as how you apply yourself to it. Lightning strikes. It's very difficult for lightning to strike again in that same place, So there's that. But you can't think about. It's a sequel. People are going to judge it a certain way. People are expecting. So you can't think about all that. You can just stay true to your characterization.
Yeah, but wasn't
wasn't
it pretty cool that so much of this one was about your characters almost equally?
Yes.
With the other story.
Yeah.
Was that more attractive too?
We didn't get the script until we had already signed on to do it. We didn't see it for a year after we had said okay.
Oh, they had
we were willing. They had gone through at least a few versions before we actually ended up seeing them.
James is very
there's good. A much stronger. I'm sorry.
I was going to say I really enjoyed your relationship in this this movie a lot this time compared to the first one. I mean, it really looks like. It showed the bond that you had with each other.
It is. It's the bond that they had. They had a very special
partnership.
Yeah.
Speak.
Yeah.
No, it is. But you know, it's funny because Ed's not with us, and we can go up and talk to Lorraine and their son-in-law and daughter, and try to glean any information about what was it like, you know. And of course, you're like, what did you ever fight about? And then she always looks at him with such love and longing that you feel like you just want to do these people justice. Like you said, we're only in charge of us and that relationship. And if we can shed light on that.
I know. And most 85-year-olds just bitch about their husbands. And she just does. Just adores him. But his memory, she's so much reverence. So much delight, so much joy, and so much romance. You still so palpable when she speaks about him. You just can't. You gotta try to do it justice.
Yeah.
Do you think it goes back to that idea that they were two people who had such specific interests, for lack of a better word, and then they finally found, like you alluded to, that there's lines in the film where, you know, what happened? I married him, or I married him.
Yeah.
They found the one person.
I know, it's so true. And they're so different, and I love that about them.
They're complete inverse couple. Each other.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're complete opposites in so many ways, but they do have this profound passion for this world.
There's more of a thread of skepticism in this movie. Do you guys get defensive for the Warrens since you've played them twice now?
I don't know. I think the skepticism is equally as important. I mean, it's like if you're having a conversation about God, you got to have the atheist in the room. You have to. I mean, otherwise,
doubt is very much a part of belief.
You need it. Exactly. And.
But I think we all have a definition of God that works for us, and I honor her. You know what that is for her. And it's made her beautiful into a beautiful, compassionate, joyful person, and that's really powerful for me. She's full of grace, and it's undeniable her cheerfulness and her joy, and that she shares that with people. And you know, so I don't know. I don't like people crapping on her. I don't because I know her personally.
I think she's
helped a lot of families come through very dark moments. And you know, whether you believe in negative, positive mysticism, she does. And she's been she's been very compassionate in her life.
We met her on the last junket.
Yes, you did.
Do you guys have any experiences? Have you had any experiences that are unexplainable? And do you believe in this?
I've never had face to face with a ghost. I liken it to. You know, my way in for me, there have been some experiences in my house. People say this, they've heard noises, this and that. I've heard some noises, yada, yada, yada. But that I can kind of sift through and go, it is what it is. Okay, I don't know. Let me know when I see a ghost. Mm-hmm. But you know, for me, it's something like last week I was doing an interview, and I hadn't, and I was from this hometown of this person that I had, this girl that I knew years ago. I hadn't talked to her in forever, and I just started thinking about her, and I was like, wow, whatever happened to her? I haven't talked, literally like 12 years or something crazy. Mm-hmm. The next day I get an email, and I mean, how often does that happen? Mm-hmm. For me, that's enough. That's enough for me to go, there's another force at play here, and that's all. It's unexplained, and how that translates into your life, you know, it's not as clear as, like, there's a ghost in room 212, you know. I've never had that, but I think there's another force at play here, so why can't there be that?
What about you,
Vera? You know, I do believe that we all come with certain gifts, and some people have the gifts of, you could call it prophecy, you could call it clairvoyancy, you could be, you know, it's all semantics, depending on faith, and really, you know, people have the gift of healing, and I think there are parts of our brain that certain people can tap into and have access to that I may not have. You know, I have had strange occurrences, particularly in and around this job. I send you texts, all the picture texts, all the time of what happens, and you just, you don't respond.
I don't care.
But it happens. It happens always around, in and around this
thing. Are you showing me a picture of your arm? You know,
well, I know, but it's always cuts for me.
But
what
do you
happens.
See? There's three scratches right there. Like, yeah, I know. You just did that.
I do. I don't. I've had like little weird things happen that I have no idea how. Laugh. And wait till it happens to you.
I was going to say, between this and Bates Motel, you know, who knows?
I don't know. I also think that you have a certain. Like, I was frantic with fear the first Conjuring. Sort of the research into negative mysticism really petrified me. At any given moment, I couldn't sleep, and I would always wake up at the point of, you know, the 3, or when was it? 3:15. The initial draft had something else, so I would do with, like, the first draft I saw was when I would wake up. Not as
you're doing great.
But anyway, I was paralyzed with fear. And I remember we were shooting in Wilmington. We had, the kids were very young, so we moved a mattress up to the master bedroom. And I, at night, I'd just look over, just like terrified that they would be levitating. And I lived in dread that first Conjuring. Trying to get in the. I was really scared.
I remember. I was there. I remember.
I know. I wouldn't go down into the museum of the
No, you
the
wouldn't. That was a deal. We went back to meet Lorraine the second time before this movie. So let's go. You're going into that damn room. You went.
I did.
Fine.
The second time around, I went into the.
You were fine.
I went into the damn room. Right.
What kind of mood does James keep on the set? Does he like to keep it light, or does he like to keep the sense of unease to keep everyone in that mood?
Funny. Yeah. It's mostly light. I mean, and then it's big demands on the film, so we're always up against time, especially working with kids. The kid, they're allotted like school schedule, and when it is, so we're over, and it's technical issues, and there's so much that we go. But we really, it is such a dark subject matter. But we're like,
we keep it light.
We're like vinegar and baking soda. So you get us together, it gets a bit frothy and fun.
Frothy, all right. Okay. Like Mentos in a Coke bottle. Yeah, I mean, I think you have to. I think you gotta know when to let it loose, because we also know that when it comes time, you gotta dig in and, you know, scream things like your Marquis of Snakes. I mean, so you gotta. That's the thing about doing this sort of genre too, is you can't half-ass it. You gotta whole-ass it. You gotta jump in. You know? So when you do, you gotta have the confidence of everybody around you.
Yeah.
And Patrick, this is your fourth time working with him. How's that professional relationship evolved over time?
Horrible. I love the guy. I think they don't get any better. I think he's constantly pushing himself. I love that when he came back from F7, even because of doing the first Conjuring and him going off to do that, coming back, you know, he comes back with a new sense of, like, I know this trick now and these tools, and, you know, it's nice. We all sort of move on and just keep wanna pushing. one of pushing. Mm. That's a good. That doesn't
yeah,
make any sense.
Wanna
you keep a one of pushing.
for the Italians in the group.
yeah. So it's awesome. I mean, I love the guy. I think he's. I love that he. I could tell. We could tell too on this one. He was. It was harder than he expected. Because he does not run. He is his harshest critic.
Yeah.
I mean, he is to the core. He lives and breathes these films. He is AWOL to the rest of his life. Constantly, he's just constantly in it. You know, mm-hmm. He would keep right up until the last minute. He is cutting, editing, trying to figure out the best movie
mm-hmm.
he can make.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you want to work with.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
in whatever
special.
Your career
yeah.
is. You know, and that's awesome.
Does he like a lot of takes? I mean, did you guys do a lot of takes, or is he kind of like...
It depends on the scene. It certainly depends on the scene. There were very some tricky technical camera shots where,
yeah.
and it just happened to be on some of the most arduous emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of demanding scenes and so yeah no
he doesn't manipulate you. I don't mean to interrupt. He doesn't manipulate you in that sense of, you know, you hear some directors doing take
yeah.
after take after take after take after take just to
no.
see let's watch them break down
no.
and then we'll have the good stuff.
Right,
he's
yeah,
not that. There's
yeah.
too many other things
yeah,
going on. He
yeah.
knows we're going to come in, we're going to, and you know, if he needs to push us, we need to do
yeah.
eight takes, we'll do eight
yeah.
takes.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning
yeah.
it's not, guys, you got to get this, we got to go. It's
yeah.
not
yeah.
it's not
okay.
that.
No.
So what was the scariest or difficult scene to roll or to film for you?
I suppose it's something that I get sort of finding the audacity to in that final banishment of
that's awesome.
Was probably the most difficult
it's
thing
great.
Because I thank you.
It is. When she's up against the wall, and she's like,
but I think that
it's
was
great.
That, well, just physically, because A, you're hanging from a couple of hooks off,
right.
off your, like,
yeah.
you know, it feels like your clavicles are hooked up to the wall, and yet you're supposed to be coming up forward, so that push and pull of energy trying to,
right.
and to be honest with you, like, who knows how to banish a devilry. Well, you
should have seen the first film.
But this was like my you know, that's tough, because it's operatic
yeah,
stuff, but
it
you want to get, you want to be
melodrama.
Earnest in it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not going to work.
Oh, someone's
so.
So
that was hard.
The no. same sequence, yeah. I, not weird at all. actually, not as weird as that. The same sequence. The same sequence. I mean, that whole in that room for days on end. It felt
yeah.
like, you know, hanging out of a window with water and. Glass and upside down, because you in a stunt like that, even though you're cabled in, you want to, it's like when you're cabled in and doing that stuff, you want it to be difficult enough, like you don't want it to be too easy, like when you know what, you understand what I mean, so when you are hanging or carrying somebody, you want to get to the point of physical exhaustion
mm-hmm.
just so that it looks right, not yeah I feel totally cool here, let's roll, you know, so you're kind of like loosen up, you're trying to find that sweet spot of pain and performance
right.
really.
Hey, you've now signed on for three,
yeah,
and this is getting great reviews. Have they already talking to you about the third one?
They're not, although I did hear James sneak out something the
what?
Other day. He
yeah.
has an idea, but he didn't
tell.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
It's not starting.
And would it be a real case again? Or?
Oh, yeah, they had thousands of them.
Oh, they
so.
Had.
Wow. We're going to have thousands of movies.
I thought it would make a great TV series, like a Netflix series. I could definitely see this. But, you know, you're
sure it's
coming. I prefer to do the movies.
Yeah.
yeah, it's funny. It's a bit. You want to see this on the big screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty creepy.
And the last
plus
season
of
Bates.
I'm not sure what, you know, I'm ready. I'm September and we'll start, but I have no idea. I don't know what's on the agenda. They're scheming. They're very excited about it, but I'm left in the dark still.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you
very
much.
Thanks, you guys.
You guys are fun. Take care.
Take care.
Good to see you again.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
I love it.